Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. It's currently top of the hour here. It is the second hour now. 47 degrees here. It's cooling off. I can feel the air coming through the window here. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. You know, as I was mentioning, these back-to-back but very much related unfolding events only demonstrate that not only is the legitimately elected president, Donald Trump, apparently in the process of a coup or an overthrow attempt by the treasonous subversive forces within this government, but also through the ruling elite's private army, the CIA. And that's why we see the news about so many CIA are running as Democrats in the coming 2020 election. A lot of this stuff is so easy to just piece together. Just follow the trends and news articles and you'll get that. But it's, you know, the CIA itself has extended this technology, invasive beta test control over the most of the spied upon population ever. And, of course, it's on its way to imprisoning every human on Earth within a one-world crime cabal government. And we see that, the way they take down their opposition. So Americans are not the only victims of this, though, this deep state cyber aggression, I guess you could call it. The CIA's data dump also revealed that the NSA and CIA have been conducting these large-scale covert operations out of Frankfurt, Germany. And at this American consulate over there. And remember, it wasn't that long ago when the news broke that Angela Merkel's cell phone was even being tapped. And this is how the U.S. controls people. And like the audio clip I played there from James Carbetta, the fact of the subversiveness of how all these U.S. front groups and stuff go into these countries, like Venezuela, the U.S. offering all that humanitarian aid, and these groups always turn out to be some falsehood. Although, as James Corbett would mention the fact, some of these are legitimate because that's how you have to keep up this the so-called illusion that things are working right. So, anyway. And we see that even over in London when they had that big, huge forum over there, and as people sat there at this makeshift computer cafe, I guess they call it, that was set up for them, as they sat there, all their phones are being stripped of all the information there by the Five Eyes prying agencies, you know, through GCHQ, the NSA, and that such, you know. And again, remember, this is in violation of many people's rights, whether it's the Fifth Amendment or which, you know. But anyway, the people that get involved in this too are granted like this immunity type stuff because of not wanting to compromise this deep state actions. And the other that one video here, God, I don't know, it's been a while here, but that massive NSA data center down there in San Francisco, which basically monitored all the undersea cable traffic that came in this country. But everything is, there's actually no freedom here anymore. So this is where I'm going here. In recent years during the Bush and Obama regime, the U.S. citizens have witnessed their civil rights, once guaranteed under their no longer upheld constitution. And I blame most of the people there that for this because of the fact, since they don't know their constitution, they have allowed their representatives, which is supposed to represent, i.e., we the people, to get away with this. And it's eroding everything that we have into complete oblivion anymore, you know. And then, of course, this is all done under the nefarious promise of pretense of this national security, the powers that basically shouldn't be. And of course, they've opportunistically stolen both the legal right as well as the literal property rights in the form of homes, our cars, our cash, our bank accounts and assets under the grossly unlawful civil forfeiture laws. And they were talking about that on Steve's show earlier there. And U.S. law enforcement today is actually stealing more annually from the U.S. and its people there than all the totality of the burglars and stuff today. And also with these bail-in laws now well within place, the personal life savings will be devoured by the large banks, these banker bailouts, it's like falling like dominoes, and people just, they can't see what's before them. And as I called into Steve Elkin's show earlier, they were kind of dissing Trump there. And of course, I use that same clause I use on Twitter as usual. But I said, yeah, but Trump wants to decriminalize homosexual relations worldwide. I mean, aren't you going to vote for him? But anyway. But this theft by this predatory elite never ends, just like the amount of banking fees. And if they want to go to a cashless society, remember, every transaction has a fee to it. It wasn't so much like writing a check or something like that or paying someone with cash. Now you have to pay 2 or 3% off each transaction. I mean, they're strip mining the people, too. This is all in rampant violation of our Fifth Amendment rights that protect the citizens from unreasonable government seizure of property rights. And you can go on right back to the BLM and other events with the Bundys, the Hammonds. The entire system is being abused under this eminent domain. And this was seen not too long ago here with that big pharma giant, Pfizer, who in a land grab movement without the consent of the private citizens, they got over 90 acres of a property that was seized and yet still today has never been used. So it remains desolate and a vacant lot. And I talked about that with that other firm over in Wisconsin there, who built flat-screen TVs, how they seized all that property, and the homeowners that lived there before are fighting like mad to get compensated for what was in their families for generations. So, I mean, this is the amount of theft that's being done. And, of course, this is all on the premise that everything is done for our freedoms. And, of course, there are no freedoms. So from our stolen constitutional property rights to our freedom of movement and travel, now being usurped increasingly, the U.S. Citizens flying from one domestic location to another, they're being asked to show their papers, reminding us of how the German populace must have felt under this Nazi authoritative control. The increasing military and law enforcement random checkpoints that are rapidly popping up all over the United States to monitor and restrict our rights to navigate across this thing, this planet, this country, everything, as well as being microchipped, the driver's licenses, the new plate readers that the law enforcement has, these new passports, the credit cards, as well as back doors installed in the GPS monitoring and spying devices and our cell phones. The list goes on and on. And I hope those dogs in the background don't bother you there, because my granddaughter just got home and they, like me, don't like her father. So, but anyway, and this goes on to the biometrics, like facial and voice recognition, go Google, all this stuff like that, you know. I mean, my daughter and I were sitting in the kitchen there saying something, and suddenly her phone came off and gave out a search result. We didn't even say go Google it. The phone had just gone crazy or something like that, you know. And then, of course, this same report also listed the fact that the CIA's latest crimes constitute an unprecedented assault, allowing the deep state to infiltrate and attack us through malware. And that's why when you hear all these computer crimes and viruses and stuff, you never hear about these guys being there's no arrest. Whether they go after a hospital or something like that, you know, after the medical records, they can freeze medical records. Hell, people could die doing that. But and of course, these are in iPhones, Android computer applications, as well as smart TVs that listen to you in order to violate every last vestige of our decimated privacy that we have there, you know. And if you remember David that I had here on the show here not too long ago, he was one from Texas there that does his News Now Houston, where he goes out and does those picture taking. He's been under attack here recently here, where the law enforcement has been downloading his videos and then re-uploading them with different audio attached to them, and making it sound like they're doing something criminal. And this is more of this entrapment type stuff. And of course, this is to dissuade others from trying to record what law enforcement is doing. And if you haven't seen his videos lately, you should browse across YouTube there and go to the News Now Houston site, and you'll see where there's, they have to actually put disclaimers on that. I mean, it's what's going on in this country is just, it's amazing that people just won't wake up. And of course, most people just think, hey, this is just life as usual, you know, we just keep pumping around, you know. Yet from all the aforementioned I just said there, there are still those that, through their published opinion, are willing to send their loved ones out to all these wars to allegedly fight for our freedoms. And that's what, I mean, I have to laugh at that. Or they will stand by as police enforce the same laws bordering on treason, just as I mentioned there with David there. Remember, David served in the military, too, as a, I think he was a military police there, but he knows what was going on there. And hang on 1 second here. Anyway, am I back on? There we go. So anyway, so we have right now this entire lifestyle that we're living here, and this is what will be imposed on Venezuela and others as they inherit this so-called Western imperialism, this empire. And they don't realize what's coming down the pike. Like right now with their so what, they live in a socialism. Remember, all their oil and stuff is nationalized. They have all their health care, their schooling, all paid for, and soon eventually they will have to, like Americans, have to pay for everything they do because of the proceeds of the oil will no longer be there. It will be strip mined by U.S. corporations and stuff. And they too will have this, what we call life by subscription. So, and of course, this is the same imposed stuff they want to do with North Korea. They currently tried it with Syria, has failed. Iraq, now they've said that the U.S. is going to remain with bases in Iraq. And of course, they've mentioned there that in northern Syria, they're going to keep a base there too. Russia's on their target list, and of course this is to bring the rich blessings of this is to bring this rich blessings of the American way of life to others. And like I say, people just don't realize what's going on, I guess, but anyway. But there's a catch-all to all this. They have to fabricate the need for this power over people. And that's where that clip is with that I had played there, is through all these NGOs that get out there and they give this total fabrication about how what an evil society that other people live under, and that it has to be crushed, and the only way to do that is to spread Western democracy. And we see that Western democracy right now over in France, where Macron has his police force over there beating, shooting, and doing other things. They've been some pretty vivid photos there on Twitter there of the people that have been shot that had their feet massive wounds, head wounds and stuff. And this is a society that they want to bring us all into. So, but anyway, you can see why many people that are over there in these other countries would chant death to America. I mean, they actually see what's going on. So, with that, I have a caller, Fred in Iowa. Good evening, Fred. I hope you're having a good evening.
Evening. You're knocking the ball out of the ballpark, and I wish that they caught the Steve Elkins show, that they'd go to archives, and also this show right now, go to the archives and repeat it. Now, I'm going to start out with this statement here. Without the Bible, education is worthless. Noah Webster, kind of the father of education. But usually I have no script, but I'm getting old. In this case, I got some crib notes, and I can talk on here forever. But you're covering so much ground that I really subscribe to. I've got some suggestions to make for solutions. Go ahead. What do you got to say right now?
Well, you're right there. With what I was talking with Steve and those guys earlier is the fact that, you know, we have a sitting president, and like I said earlier with the chants of the USA, USA, that people are so blindsided to what's actually going on, and this is sold to them, you know, the public opinion over these published opinion of what they as Americans should be doing as being patriotic. Remember, less than a month ago or so, I read off that article about Angela Merkel where she says patriotism, the utmost form of patriotism, is doing what the state says. Forget your nationalism, forget your culture, forget the immigration, forget all this stuff like that. Just do what the state says. And that's scary because, I mean, if I went over next door and killed my neighbor, I'd be in jail. But hey, you know, if you're a country, you can go over and kill a couple million people because it's what? Good for national security interest?
Well, when I said without the Bible, education is worthless. Well, if you got a foundation in the Bible that and a modicum of understanding or knowledge and understanding, it may grow if you work and put forth the effort into wisdom. But I come up with, I said, we haven't elected a president in 100 years. And I had a little roundabout with a couple of the hosts and about that. But here's the thing. On Steve Elkins' show, Mark in Philadelphia, and he's originally from Missouri. Well, I'm in Iowa. That's about borders Missouri, the show me state. And I take that attitude, show me. But getting back to having a foundation in the Bible is, the more you understand, it takes your fear away. But Mark in Philadelphia said, people have such apathy. But if that apathy and fear would turn into anger, then they could start doing something. And I don't mean killing and shooting people like that. But to lose fear and face such terrible things, then you can do something about it when you get angry. And most people, sorrowfully, are so fearful and afraid, and some people won't even, a great deal of people won't even acknowledge it because the fear is too great. They don't want to face the fact that men can be so evil. People just can't believe that. And the only way they can overcome it is facing that fear. And it's hard for most people. And a lot of people, because of critical thinking and groupthink, which I know you understand groupthink is what we're getting, and then apathy or the fear to face this and to research and work and see what you can do. Now, here I have solutions or suggested solutions. We have changed a lot about vaccine shots. We have changed a lot about GMO food. Now, that's two things that have really happened. Now, here in Iowa and all over the country, and it's a little colder in Montana, but people are putting in gardens, and they're very conscious of their food and their diet and their intake. People are becoming more healthy. Now, vaccines, I started out about 8 or 9 years ago, and I've talked to over 800 people. And that has changed. But what is happening in Rockland County, New York, these vaccine shots for 18-year-olds is going farther than that. It can go into driver's tag.
Fred, hang in there, Mike. I'm still working with Kenneth to get these audio levels a little bit there, but I have a break coming up here. But hang on there. We'll bring it right back here right after this break here, okay?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, currently talking with Fred over in Iowa. You know, Fred, you brought up a good thing here because, and I always push back on this thing about morality here because the morals in the family have basically been destroyed. I mean, even right now they're talking about how the so-called sex lives of the 18 to 35 years old have been waning. In fact, in a recent poll, they said that most men today that should be out there procreating, justified or not, aren't. And that's it's no different than when I see that guy that last year who had tweeted this fact about how all he wanted to see for Christmas was white genocide. And of course, again, this is the media is using this to squash our public opinion to that which is published opinion. And on Twitter this morning, I saw that in California, they want Christians not to set up Easter and Christmas stuff this year because it might offend the Muslims down there. And Fred, I know you're over in Iowa, but maybe perhaps you could go up there to Plymouth, Pennsylvania there, because I see now that twice a month over there, that over half a dozen men are gathering there in Plymouth to meet to help each other work through their past traumas. And, of course, their chosen method right now is through cuddling.
Well, you know, man, you're covering a lot of ground. I can go on here for a long time. I'm 81 years old, but of young men up to 35, want to improve their sperm count and their libido, don't drink milk. Now, I won't go into a big dissertation about drinking milk, but it would take too damn long. But the white males in America, their sperm count has dropped tremendously. And there's a reason for it, and diet, and among how we're so programmed and manipulated, and our morals. I'm at 81 years old, not that I'm an old sage and know it all. I most certainly don't. But I sure as hell know a very more moralistic America than I do today. And,
right.
You know, we've got to blame it on my generation, your generation, but when mothers and fathers have been brainwashed and they tell their kids to go over to a foreign country and you kill those women and children and torture them, and then maybe you can come back if you're not blowed all to hell and get a college education. Well, here's what can be done. You know, people that's interested in this grand jury movement will work at it and talk to other people that's interested in the same thing. People that are interested in food and diet and GMO foods and gardening.
Right.
Well, it's growing by leaps and bounds. Talk to other people about it, and it spread. And my God, about what's happening with Trump and our government, you know, talk to your kids, talk to your family, talk to your neighbors, and then talk to people. Now, I've been too aggressive in the past, and even talking to hosts, and I piss people off. Well, I'm finally learning how to temper what I say and have consideration, empathy, and sympathy for other people. Because I was an ignorant ass until I was 60 years old. But listeners and callers, get off your rear ends and go out and put your butt on the line. Talk to people. Now, go ahead.
Right, I was just going to say, and Patty, I got a break coming up here, but I recognize you there. But this is the problem that we have. See, the internet, I believe, is devised so that people sit there and, as we call it, keyboard warriors, that we sit here and we do everything. But like I mentioned, I have all these little pamphlet type things that I talk to Art Off the Grid about, stuff where I hand to law enforcement agencies, because those are the ones you can't reach. And I think that's the important thing. As you mentioned there with gardening and stuff, remember, there are cities that are passing laws to where you can't raise a garden in your own property. It's because they want you buying from a corporation down the street there. And this is where we have to fight back and demand our right to be able to sustain ourselves.
Well, yeah, I'm aware of all of this, you know, but it's really growing. I took a sabbatical and watched the idiot box and the propaganda box for 3 months. And I got enlightened about a lot of things, but I believe that I know how to listen. That old saying, read between the lines. Well, I say listen between the words. Because if you let a man talk long enough, you're going to know where he's coming, he or she is coming from. And
that's
even
right. Okay,
a
Fred. On that, Fred, I've let you talk long enough. I got my break going up here for the bottom of the hour here. But, hey, I do appreciate you calling in, okay? And I love your wisdom out there, okay?
Thanks a lot. Have a hell of a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, sounds good. Patty in Missouri will be up next after the break here. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, and we're going to pick up the phone line with Patty in Missouri there. Good evening, Patty. I hope you're having a good evening.
Well, I am, Keith. I'm enjoying the show.
You sure sound good tonight on this new platform.
Huh?
You sound good on this new platform.
Oh, well, great. I was just going to pick up with the other caller.
Fred, yeah.
You know, women have lost their place in society. Mm-hmm. They've been brainwashed. Feminism was a CIA psyop to get women out of the home, away from the kids, into the workforce for a larger tax base. Mm-hmm. Now, what is happening is, with all of this feminism and Marxism and all the nonsense going on now, actually young men or women, these leftard women, are turning men off. Literally. I'm not playing.
Remember my comments on Twitter there. It says, this is probably why guys are turning gay, you know. You look
really?
At some of these people,
really?
My God.
These women are not worth having.
No.
And then the other problem we have, well, let's see. We have GMO food. We have geoengineered skies. We have toxins, nanoparticulates, metallic, falling down on us constantly. Water's poisoned. And people don't realize it, but all this technology, this Wi-Fi, what do these young people do? They sit this stuff on their lap, right above their reproductive organs.
Speaking of that, Patty, did you notice that the maker, or who the owner of or inventor of 5G is?
Israel.
Hmm? And what that guy said, he refuses to have 5G around him?
Right.
And Trump wants 5G?
Everybody else, but none for thee.
Yeah, and Trump wants 5G or 6G. Yeah, it's like, is he helping to destroy this country or what?
Right, he's an ignoramus. I can't believe I voted for the turd, but it won't happen again. I won't be voting for another psychopath, period. And that's all we ever get to run. That's all we ever offered, are psychopaths.
Yeah, in lieu of what you said at first there, you remember the old song, I Want a Gal That Married, I Want a Gal Just Like the One That Married Dear Old Dad?
Yeah.
And I think that's the premise of what I see. It's like, I think of how great my mother was and the stuff that she instilled into me, whether it was morals, values, whatever like that, you know. And we don't see that today. And as you mentioned there, the use of cell phones, which has actually been tied to lower sperm counts, all this stuff like that. I had coming up next here this article here on the poison papers. And I think, as Fred mentioned there, Patty, the fact that when you look at those pushing back about against these big, huge people like Monsanto and stuff for their actual poisoning of people, that this is where it's going to start, is that the only way to disrupt this this corporate entity here is to go after those big corporations and sue them out of existence.
Right. And stop buying their crap.
Yeah. And remember that those poison papers, those papers went back, they were hidden in a barn somewhere or something like that, but they went back over 40 years. And you have to think about 40 years. Think of the amount of people that have gotten cancers and stuff that have bankrupted their families through trying to mortgage or refinance their homes to pay for their medical treatments and stuff to eke out of, what, another 5 or 6 years or something like that of living, and then you're inundated with the TV commercials about the average funeral cost $8,000. Don't leave your debt to your loved ones, you know. It could have been, it's just like I said with Churchill, if he could have signed that peace deal, think of the millions of lives that could have been saved. And if they would run the country right, think of the millions of lives and the health that Americans would have if they'd stop doing this crap.
Yeah, but look who's running America. Zionists.
Yeah. Yep.
And who are they? The same tribe as Sabbatean Frankist. What I call you can tell them all. You know the tribe because they all have those hooked noses, which I call the Mark of Cain, right in the middle of their damn faces.
Yep.
They're easily identified. These are the ones who are trying to destroy the planet. Because they want a planet all of their own. They don't want us around. They want us all dead. And they're working on it pretty hard. Everything around us, we're poisoned.
Yeah, well, remember when Pepsi, it came out that Pepsi was using those aborted fetus cells for flavor enhancements, and that rabbi spoke up about how that wasn't kosher. You know, apparently, though, someone would listen if a rabbi said it, you know, but you know, what gets me is the fact that you watch those as a constituent for the voters of your politicians that vote against labeling your foods and stuff as to actually what's in the product. I mean, if I was a voter, that politician would be out of office.
Exactly. And that's what needs to happen. You need to throw all of these psychopaths out of office because they don't work for us. They work for the United States Corporation. Yep. The parades is our government. We don't have a government.
No.
We haven't had a real president. That other caller's right, in 100 years.
Yep.
Well, the United States became a corporation in 1871. So what does that tell you? We're going to have to stand up, because what we're seeing, it's okay. I mean, we got the Muslims screaming, oh, I'm offended. We got the Jews screaming. Now, I'm not talking about all Jews. I'm talking about Zionist Jews screaming anti-Semitism. Well, excuse me. In my world, Israel doesn't get a pass for its atrocities, no more than I give my own, this government, a pass on its atrocities.
Yeah. Patty,
criticizing,
did you see,
Israel is not anti-Semitic.
Right, I realize that. It's just like saying that hating Nazis means that you hate old Germans, you know. But you saw that down in New Zealand, that after that alleged shooting down there, a mosque attack there, that now New Zealand removes any reference to Jesus from parliamentary prayers.
Right.
They are trying to piss off the Christian population and incite them into war with the Muslim population, no matter how you look at it, you know.
Well, that was the whole PSYOP, to incite the Muslims. That was what that was all about. But now the Muslims who live there and go to that mosque are now saying they believe Mossad was behind it. So everything they're coming out with, it's backfiring on them. And anybody that watched that video couldn't tell that it was based on a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I caught on to that pretty quick. And using toy guns. They weren't real guns. They were plastic. And the shooter did drop one clip of live rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So the police could find it. They were all in on it. They're all Masons. Even the police force in New Zealand. They're you got a bunch of Masonic psychopaths.
Well, it's like Sheriff Israel down there in Florida. I mean, they're all so in it together, like those guys running out the back door and stuff. They always wait, except, well, like, remember when they had that synagogue that was allegedly shot up like that, but the police broke down the door and went into that one, which is weird. They wouldn't go in to save a white child, but they go in there to save a Jewish child.
Yeah. Well, none of that's real. Anybody that's got two brain cells to rub together and research is deep into these things, it's obvious. These are all psyops. They're not real. Nobody dies, except the convenient patsies.
Yeah.
You know. But I think about this all the time, and I'm always telling my granddaughters, don't sit those laptops on your lap. Keep them away from your productive organs, or you're not going to be able to have kids. And then, this world has just gone to hell in a handbasket. You know, what we have is a bunch of Satanists that call themselves rulers.
Yeah, Ken just mentioned.
And it all goes back to Rothschild.
Yeah, Ken just mentioned the control room there. Yeah, Patty, Ken just mentioned the control room about the back pocket, but I noticed that young boys, because of their constantly jumping up and down and stuff like that, they don't put them in their back pockets. They put them in their front pockets, right next to their testicles, which, again, you know.
Right.
Anyway, I got another
pocket next to their heart.
Right. That's it. Anyway, I got another caller here, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go there, Patty, but I do appreciate you calling in. But I wanted to say one thing before you go there. The protesters down there in New Zealand there, they were holding up signs reading "Dishonorable Judas Millard," using Judas as the 30 pieces of silver, you know. But, you know, people, like, say, they are fighting back. And, of course, this is all meant to Huxley's Brave New World, to where we're not offending anyone. Our speech is being censored, everything. I mean, this is what we're headed for, and people better wake up. But anyway, hey, Patty, I appreciate you calling in, okay?
Okay, nice.
All right, my bestie there. And David, good evening, David.
Yeah, good evening to you there, Keith. Well, that was kind of an interesting clip to start the show off, blast from the past back to 2001. Back then, it was a whole lot easier to get everybody in the streets waving their flags and patriotism than we have to right the wrong. We have to go after the enemy. But false flag, lie after lie after lie. That's really not the case anymore. Now, the mainstream, fake stream, corporatized, bastardized media might want to paint a picture to the contrary that, oh, they still have as much patriotic support as ever, but it's all just fiction. What's happened is, though, we have a lot of people awake, and they're trying to do stuff, and I like to see that. This is a good thing, but they're all going in different directions. So you have a zero net gain for anything getting done because we have so much division in our society. You know, we're divided upon any line, whether it's religious, racial, sexual, anything. And if you don't agree 100% with everybody, then, well, we just can't work with you. It's extremist thinking. You know, we were all told, hey, it's all about these extremist radical Muslims, but yet the extremist radical thinking in our government, in our halls, man, it's just as bad, and it's pervading the society and dividing everybody. Absolutely ridiculous. We need to find a way to overcome it.
Yeah, David, I had someone on Twitter make some comment to me about that New Zealand shooting there, and so I sent them the article of the U.S. hitting that mosque over there. I believe it was in northern Iraq. They killed 47 innocent people they're worshiping, and yet they remain mute on that, or the millions of Muslims killed over there. And yet, like here in America, David, if a theater or a nightclub of gays or something gets shot up and killed or something, allegedly, or a bunch of schoolrooms that get shot up, suddenly it means something when an American dies. And, I mean, the hypocrisy is just amazing that people who value one life over another, and then they realize, like I said, with Bush saying we've got to fight them over there, and you know, so we had to fight them here, and now we're fighting them over here because of their own import on immigration.
Absolutely, absolutely ridiculous, and that's exactly what's going on. Oh, if they were all so worried about keeping us safe with the tourism suppression agency and all that stuff, you know, groping us and x-raying us and everything else.
That's
us
the reason
like
why people fly in this country, dude.
You would certainly hope. They would actually do something about making us safer. They're not. They've actually done the opposite. They betrayed us. They brought these invaders right into our borders. This is not good.
And remember, the FBI is behind all domestic terrorism. I mean, that's articles in the New York Times, the Guardian.
Absolutely.
I mean, and this was done by millions of dollars of tax money there to set up these patsies and stuff. And, of course, it's always convenient that a nice, pristine passport is found to blame them, you know. And, of course, that only furthers the so-called agenda for Middle East wars because they're terrorists. We've got to fight terrorism.
Yeah, talk about betrayal. The people that are supposed to be protecting us and enforcing our laws are the ones that are bringing all of this down on us. I mean, talk about treason.
I got another caller, too, so...
Keith, that's all I got, so get
okay,
back to
hey,
the...
Okay, hey, no problem. I appreciate you chiming in there, okay?
Hey, no problem. 7-3, bro.
Oh, yeah, 73 there, too. All right, Chance in West Virginia there. Good evening, Chance.
Well, Keith, did I hear you correctly about that rabbi stating that the fetal tissue in the Pepsi was not kosher?
Yeah, Google it.
Wow. You know... Is that the reason why they want to murder the babies after they're out of the womb? So maybe they could slit their throats like they do the cattle, and then that makes it kosher? I can't understand this.
Maybe it's because the fetuses might enhance or might be white or black, and it's not good for them to consume non-Jewish.
Wow, unbelievable. You know, Keith... we're living Orwell's 1984. I think the last sentence in that book was, we'll grow to learn to love Big Brother, and I feel that's what American people are becoming now. They're going to be willing accomplices to all this. Like you said, the apathy is incredible.
And that's why I say, if you support a system like this, you're aiding and abetting. It's like I told you before. It's like taking a friend who doesn't have wheels down to the liquor store, and you watch as he goes in there to get a bottle, and then suddenly you hear the shots ring out, and your friend jumps in and says, go, 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 and you become the accessory that you're, you know.
Accomplice to the crime, exactly.
Yeah. So
wow. And Fred from Iowa was right. With fear comes anger. I mean, if you're a normal human being, I mean, eventually it's going to turn to anger, a righteous anger. This apathy, which is brought on, I believe, like your other caller said, Patty, I believe, by all these environmental toxins, I think is making people into a turning them into a zombified state, it seems to me. I can't find any other, well, that in the education system, I would imagine. But it is pretty scary.
I got a break coming up here. I got a break coming here. But I got a call the other night at 1 o'clock in the morning, or a little after 1 o'clock, and told me to listen to Robert's show, which was on just after mine last Sunday.
Oh, he's good. He's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the one of his callers says, when they start going after the guns, that's it. Drawn the line. So anyway.
Have a good night, Keith.
Yeah, my best to you, okay? We'll be right back here. We have Thomas in Florida up next there, so stay tuned. 1-800-313-9443. We'll try to get another call in there, too, so stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Any little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, and I see Elliot Abrams is over here gloating about being able to restrict the Venezuelans' products to starve millions more to death. So, I mean, this, welcome to America. Thomas in Florida, good evening.
Yes, thank you for having me on. I just have an alert. I can call it nothing but that. It's an alert to everybody listening and to all the people that they associate with who have their eyes open. You have to watch this new document. Well, it's not new, but it's only come to my attention recently. It's called Europa.
I've seen that. Good show.
Did you watch it from beginning to end?
I've gotten through, I think, five of them.
Yeah, you've gone far enough. I mean, the first one's enough to make you sick to your stomach. And if when you get to the very end, like, the only question you have to ask yourself is, what are we going to do about it? I mean, that's a pretty definitive education for even a newbie. If a newbie didn't know anything, he said, hey, just watch this.
Yeah, Thomas, when I hear those, when I heard that, the first thing I did, I went over and I downloaded them all just so I'd have them.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are doing it. It's all gone into the woodwork, which is great, because I can't believe it's still up.
Yeah, and that's really just can't. It. See, when anything comes out and incriminates those above like that, they instantly start deplatforming it. Well, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you heard this. I'm going to run out of time here, but there was a guy here, a friend of mine, that had received an email from his server, in which his server said that he was hosting that New Zealand video there, that the server said that he had received a complaint from the browsers, i.e. Firefox, Google, and other ones like that, that their browsers would no longer recognize their server as a valid contact in their URL list. I mean, that's how they're going to do it.
Yeah, was that Adam?
No, it wasn't Adam.
Same thing happened to him, I think. He got threatened. He's going to shut him right down.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, everyone has to watch that. I mean, it's pretty much an education in and of itself. And I saw stuff there that I didn't realize, you know. And I'm like you. My first opening to this was like 1973 when I read Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call Conspiracy. And I thought, I've been listening over the years now, and I saw stuff in that I wasn't aware of. So that's an education in and of itself.
I became awake in 79 when I was talking over to Russia, the Soviet Union, on ham radio. And I talked to that young Russian boy, and I says, what's it like to be Russian? And he says, imagine anything you're doing, I'm doing. And then he added again, anything. Well, at 19, I can imagine what I was doing back then, you know. He says, I want a house, I want a family. He says, I want a dog, a garden. He says the only thing that stops me from doing that is I'm inscripted in the military because of the Cold War. And you watch these YouTube videos. Those Russian boys are out there riding their little BMX-type bikes. They're doing their skateboards. They're doing their parkour. They're just like American boys, you know. And yeah, they have to keep this fear up, you know.
Yeah, we've been fooled. They're our cousins.
Yep. And they're Orthodox Christians. And so what are you going to do, get a once Christian nation together to go kill a bunch of their spiritual brethren?
That's the plan. That's how they always worked it in the past.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, I appreciate you calling in, Thomas. I'm at the end of the show here, but you have a good evening, okay? Anyway, thanks again, especially all for those in the chat room and the listeners there. And up next should be Doug there at Blacklisted News Radio. Tune in. Okay, Doug's here today. This is great, so it's not a repeat. Tune in tomorrow there for the What Really Happened and John Stadtmiller show and the other ones that might be your favorites. Thank you to Kenneth in the control room and his little dog Spot. Hi. And appreciate you guys tuning in here, and we'll catch you next Sunday there. So have a good evening, and take care of your pets. And please prepare for the worst. Watch the stock markets.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.